The Hajj is a journey of sacrifice that Muslims are required to perform once in a lifetime, if they can. But temperatures around Mecca this past week soared above 115 degrees. Hundreds died, and thousands sought treatment for heat exhaustion. NPR international correspondent Aya Batraoui reports on how the Hajj is being impacted by climate change.
Saudi Arabia hasn't offered a death toll for the Hajj, but a list leaked from a hospital shows the names of 550 deceased pilgrims. This list, which was first reported by the Associated Press and seen by NPR, isn't complete, but it offers a glimpse into the death toll this year as temperatures soared in Mecca under the scorching sun. Saudi Arabia, which provides free healthcare for pilgrims, says nearly 3,000 people sought treatment for heat during the Hajj, which took place this week. One of them was Taha Asayid from Egypt. He suspects the heat killed a lot of people. He says he was hospitalized last week, and after spending a few hours in the sun trying to make it into the mosque where the Prophet Muhammad delivered his final sermon nearly 1,400 years ago. Asayid, who's 40, says just imagine that heat for pilgrims in their 60s and 70s. People push themselves during the Hajj, often beyond what's required. They've saved up their entire lives for the coveted chance to experience these ancient rites. In social media posts like this one, the Saudi Ministry of Hajj shows pilgrims opening umbrellas. They advise people to drink lots of water and avoid going outside at certain hours of the day. And crucially, Islam doesn't require people to sacrifice their lives for the Hajj.
There is provision. Our Sharia is very flexible.
British Imam and Hajj guide Atar Hussain helped lead a group of 140 pilgrims this year. He says some of the older people in the group were insistent on walking long distances to perform some of the rituals. But he had this advice for them.
We were telling them, we were educating them that, look, you can always delegate it. You can give that responsibility to someone else. I think better education, Aya, is definitely something we need to do more. We need to explain to our people that, look, you don't need to go to extreme circumstances.
The Hajj follows a lunar calendar, so it's not always going to be summer, like this year.
I've been here so often, but it's just the next level. It just becomes so, so humid. Even the locals, you know, it's hit them as well. And if the locals are telling you that Makkah is hot, then you know it's hot.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ Allah.
Allah. Prayers at the Kaaba offer moments of calm amid the hustle and bustle of Hajj. The ruling Al Saud family earns prestige and stature from hosting the Hajj and managing Islam's holiest site. They've taken steps to prevent stampedes and other man-made disasters of past years. But how do you control the heat? Temperatures are soaring around the world, most of that caused by the burning of oil and gas. Saudi Arabia is a major exporter of both. A study published in the Journal of Travel Medicine found that during a hot summer in 1987, around 1,000 people died during the Hajj. But it also found that increasing temperatures in Mecca have outpaced other parts of the world since then. Another study says temperatures in Saudi Arabia have increased 50% faster than the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. Egyptian pilgrim Ibrahim Omran has been to Mecca more than 20 times. This was the hottest he's ever seen it. And he says a lot of the people who died appear to be Egyptians who came on tourist visas instead of Hajj visas. They suffered without hotels to cool off in and walked everywhere. A consequence, he says, of Hajj operators raising their prices in Egypt after the currency plummeted. The Saudi government is planting more trees around Hajj sites and has coated the ground in heat-reflective pavement. Volunteers hand out water, juice, and umbrellas to pilgrims who walk under misting systems to keep cool. The Hajj is challenging and takes weeks of travel, but Hussein says it's an experience like no other.
You know, I saw adversity, but I also saw the best of humanity, I think. And I think that is the message of the Hajj, to help one another, you know, look after one another. I mean, that has left the biggest memory, that how far people went to help others, and it was unbelievable.
Standing shoulder to shoulder with 2 million people repenting and praying is a test in patience and humility, and with the heat, increasingly, of endurance. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, Dubai.